South Dakota soybean leaders in Washington, D.C., and some concerns within the industry. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Yesterday, I had the chance to go to Brandon, South Dakota, and hang out with the South Dakota Soybean Association at their annual golf tournament day. And they raised a little money for the association and had a great time in the beautiful weather golfing. But while I was there, I got the chance to talk to some leaders in the Soybean Association throughout South Dakota. And a couple of them had just gotten back from Washington, D.C., talking with legislators and officials there. Jordan Scott is a farmer producer from Valley Springs, South Dakota, and he is also one of the three South Dakota representatives on the American Soybean Association.
Yeah, so we just had our board meeting and Hill Visits in Washington, D.C. last week. We met with our congressional delegation and talked about some of our priorities, including farm bill, trade, and biodiesel with the RVOs coming out. So we're staying active out in D.C. and having conversations, trying to put our policy issues forward.
And we know there's a lot of concerns within the soybean world here today. What are some of the concerns you discussed out in Washington?
Yeah, so a big concern for us right now is the MAHA movement. We're not against making America healthy. That's not, I don't think any American is. But there are some things in that around seed oils and pesticides that we're deeply concerned with. We have a very robust approval process in the United States, and a lot of things have gone through rigorous testing. So we know they're safe and healthy, the things that we're using. So that's a concern.
I also had the chance to talk with Kevin Deinert, who is the president of the South Dakota Soybean Association. And he said tariffs are on the minds of producers back in South Dakota. And he's going to fill us in on what they learned last week.
Yeah, tariffs seems to be that nagging term that we keep on hearing. And so expressing our concerns with the current legislators that while we know they're a tool that they use, definitely agriculture is number one impacted by that. So hoping we can find some middle ground and alleviate some of those tariffs that we have on hand right now.
And another thing is the reconciliation bill. That was a big thing that got recently passed this year, and making sure some of the language is solidified in that for our producers, making sure it benefits us to the best of its ability.
Yeah, some big wins in that reconciliation for the ag producer, whether that's be increasing reference prices or updating base acres, but also having that insurance stuff in there too. That was really good. So, again, we keep on stressing with our legislators, making sure that the language is good for the farmers and that we continue to go forward so we're not sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, and we always like to talk about concerns and, you know, all the bad things, but one of the good things that happened this year was we got RVOs increased. So that's got to be positive for the industry as a whole.
Yeah, nice surprise win there with the increased RVO volume. So that was great to see. Again, like it's a good step forward, and we hope we can fulfill that end and continue to do well. As we know, the American farmer is good at producing and good at what they do. So being able to utilize where we can and when we can is great.
Yeah, and as the president, is there anything you are most excited for throughout the association for the remainder of the year?
Yeah, and we're just excited to meet producers as we head into this time of golf tournaments and shop talks and Dakota Fest. So I'm always excited to hear from our members and hear from them their concerns, but also excited to see what this next legislative session will bring and continue those conversations with our legislators, not only on our state level, on the national level as well.
And that's your update from the South Dakota Soybean Association. And for WNAX, I'm Danielle Drotzman.